Welcome to the Campus Fellowship Podcast. This is an episode where we seek to highlight for you an interview with a student and their testimony that we think will be a blessing to your life. My name is Jacob Bennett, and I serve as the executive director of our network, which exists to equip local churches to implement and sustain dynamic college ministries whose students worship God and change the world. But with us today is Ana Alvarenga. Alvarenga?
Yes.
Is that okay?
Yes,
I always have to be like, man, the pronunciation is always interesting to me. So, but Ana's from the DMAC campus ministry?
Yes.
Sweet. Yes. Awesome. So, Ana, you knew ahead of time that you're going to be sharing your testimony and talking about campus groups, but what you didn't know was that I have these index cards here. I'm going to flip over two of them, and then you get to decide which one we do. How
okay.
does that sound?
That's fun.
Here's one. It's either would you rather.
Okay.
Or two truths and a lie.
I'll do would you rather.
Ooh, would you rather. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're just going to ask would you rather questions.
Okay.
I have nothing prepared, so I didn't even know how this is going to go.
Okay.
But since I kind of made it these categories ahead of time, I should probably take the lead, right? And ask?
Sure.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Would you rather eat a packet of dry Jell-O mix?
Okay.
Or a packet of similar size of dry cake mix?
I'll do the Jell-O one.
The Jell-O?
Probably has less ingredients, would probably feel less gross to eat.
Oh, okay. Got
yeah.
it. Got it.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. My turn then?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you rather fight a shark or an alligator?
A shark or an alligator?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. I feel like both are very dangerous because both can drown you.
Yes.
Like, very easily. I think I'd rather fight a shark, though.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. You can bop them pretty good on the nose. An alligator or a crocodile, like, it seems like once you're in their throes, it's like you're completely gone for.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I'd probably fight a shark.
You can take a shark.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
They'll go away with it if you bop them really good on the nose. A crocodile and an alligator might keep on coming after you.
Yeah, they might be mad.
Reason we're doing this is we want to hear your testimony. How did you become a Christian?
Mm-hmm. So I am an international student mm-hmm. at DMAC. I came to DMAC in August of 2022. And at that time, I was not a Christian. But I got connected with Campus Fellowship through Steve Root, who was the international advisor at the time, and he connected me with a couple from Windsor Heights, Deborah and Leo, and then they connected me with Anna, now Mears, who just got married.
Mm.
And she connected me with Campus Fellowship, and I just started coming around, meeting new people at Campus Fellowship, and I met Laura Jensen. She mm-hmm. shared the gospel with me, and I think throughout, like, my friends being really faithful, meeting with me, and just, you know, I started to go to Bible studies, midweeks, hangouts all the time. I joined a Bible study with Anna, and I went to fall conference, and that was really impactful for me, too.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, 2 months in after starting Campus Fellowship, I became a Christian. And, yeah, it's been really sweet, but I wasn't a Christian before. Met a lot of people, and they just really pointed me to Christ. So,
yeah. How would you have, like, described your life before you became a Christian? Like, where was God on the radar?
I think I grew up with a very wrong vision of God. I had influence in my life of my grandparents being spiritualistics, so they believed in reincarnation and just being saved by good works and just, like, if you're good enough, you can go to heaven. And believing that Jesus was once bad and he became a good spirit throughout time.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's so, a very different understanding of and thought of who Jesus is.
Yes. They don't believe Jesus is the Son of God. They don't believe Jesus is God. So it is a very wrong vision.
And you grew up like in that context, like people believing that.
Yes. Okay. So my grandparents, they were huge in that. They used to run a church that believes in that. But my parents, they were not very aware of God, maybe. They were, mm-hmm. God was not important at our house. So the closest influence that I had in my life was my grandparents, but they were not very present. They lived mm-hmm. like 6 hours away.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yes. So that was the closest influence that I had in my life, religious influence, but mm-hmm. it was not huge either. So I didn't grow up going to church or doing anything, not even in Christmas or anything like that. My mom, she would say she was Catholic, but her understanding of God, it's very shallow and is very, she doesn't really know what she believes at. She believes in. So I've never had a good understanding of who God is.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I would just believe whatever people were telling me about and never the right thing growing mm-hmm. up.
Got it. So then, like, what was the realization? You said, like, a couple weeks into college, mm-hmm. like, you're hanging out with these Christians. Like, how did you come to understand that, like, oh, I'm not a Christian. Mm-hmm. I don't know Jesus, and now I do.
I think I was really aware that I was not close to God. Mm. I think I had a bad understanding of who God was, and that caused me to believe that he didn't love me, that he created me and left me alone to kind of figure it out life by myself. Mm. So I think I had a really good awareness that I was not a Christian, that I did not believe in the right person of God.
Right.
But then Laura sharing the gospel with me was just really mind-blowing, because then it was a God who is sacrificially loving me, giving up his son on the cross. And it's like, wow, like, does he really care for me? You know, so to change that perspective, it was really good. I think I was going from nothing, from 0 to 100 really quick.
Yeah.
So it was just really fulfilling, but at the same time, I was like, no, there is no way this is true. Because the God that I grew up to, it's not loving, and it's not caring, and it's not who you're saying he is.
Yeah.
But I think what really helped me was just being in scripture and just believing that the Bible is true and that the Bible is the word of God. And I was going through Romans with Anna, so that was just really helpful to understand the weights of my sin. Because I knew that part. I knew that I was bad. Mm-hmm. But I didn't know God could redeem me. So I think, like, that was what really changed in my heart, to know that he can.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
So you went from, like, the state of, like, oh, he's there, but he's not a personal force in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see him working at all. He doesn't even maybe even think of me, you know, to where it's like, wow, like, he's always thinking of me.
Mm-hmm.
That's really cool.
Yes.
Like, since then, that was, how long ago was that?
So I became a Christian in October of 2022. So not even 2 years ago.
Yeah. That's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
So how has God worked in and through maybe, like, his word and the people in your life at DMAC to teach you? Like, what have you learned about him along the way?
Yes, I think it was really sweet to be involved in a Bible study, because, you know, just seeing how girls interact with each other and how the guys were leading just the group, but also leading the girls and interacting with each other was really different from what I knew as true. I've never had Christian friends around me, so that was really, really impactful, because I'm like, wow, a guy who's my friend and is caring for me, and not because of anything that I do or how I look like, but because he's commanded to love his sisters in Christ, and he loves God, therefore he loves his sisters and his brothers in Christ. So I think that was really impactful to see how God truly works in people. Mm. It's like, well, if he can do that for you, maybe he can do it for me too. Mm-hmm. So I think it was really encouraging to be around people that were mature in their faith and just could point me to the truth. And yeah, just any struggles that I had too, I could go to Anna, and she would be a shoulder to cry on, but she would also bring up scripture and just bring up who God is, mm-hmm. and what he can do. So I think just being involved with so many Christians was really helpful, because if I was unsure of what to believe at, I could watch their lives and they would also point me to the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it sounds like you had a history of interactions with men, maybe specifically, who, like, the only way that reason they treat you a certain way is because of what they could maybe hope they would get from you. Is that right?
Yes. I think that it's worded pretty well. I've had multiple relationships where it was just to get something, like you said, and it was since I was 13. So for like 7-8 years of my life, it was just what I knew as true. It was those relationships where I would also do that. They were not the only ones doing it.
Yeah,
would also do that. I would also seek for fulfillment or just satisfaction and not find it. So I would just, okay, moving on, next one. Maybe on, and this relationship, I will find satisfaction. Mm. So it was just, yes, like, guys would be my friends because they would hope to get something from me.
Yeah.
And once they got it, they're gone.
Yeah. And like you said, like, you, that was even your mentality, maybe in different ways with relationships with guys.
Yes. Yeah. I had to change that, and it was, I think I underestimated how much that was rooted mm-hmm. in my mind, and how much my vision was just blurred.
Yeah.
It was just wrong.
Yeah.
So just watching people and how they interacted with each other was really helpful, mm-hmm. just to see how they were living out the Christian life too.
Well, that's a wonderful testimony to at least the guys that were involved in leading your campus group and mm-hmm. leading, you know, in your context. And we know that, you know, in every group of Christians, there's mixtures of people who actually are Christians and people who aren't. And so it's actually really really encouraging to hear that guys treated you the way that Christ commanded them to.
Yeah.
That's a wonderful way to commend those men. And what would be like, in your mind, kind of thinking of like the freshman coming on to campus at DMAC,
mm-hmm.
Thinking about like, should I get involved in a campus group? Mm-hmm. If so, what should those expectations be? Like, mm-hmm. what would be a reason that you'd give to like a DMAC student? Like, hey, come, like, get involved in a campus group because?
Yes.
What would you say?
Because you're going to be so encouraged for life. I think it sets you up and only adds good things for your life. And you might encounter conflict. I'm not saying it's going to be super sweet and smooth and everything. It's just going to be great because they're Christians. Therefore, they have no conflict.
Yeah.
That's not true. But I think it's just a really good scenario that you learn, how am I going to love people after college?
Yeah.
How am I going to interact with my coworkers? How am I going to treat my family if you plan to have one? I think it's just a really sweet time in college where you're growing and where you're like deciding your values and what you want for your life. And if you are surrounded by people who love Christ, they are going to just encourage you. Mm-hmm. And you're going to probably grow. That's the hope, that you would grow in that environment. So I think that's why you should join, because it's only going to be beneficial.
Yeah.
Even if there are some, you know, speed bumps,
some
conflict there.
Yeah.
But
I've heard it said Christian communities are like greenhouses for our faith. Yeah, they help help things grow a lot better.
Yes, yes.
And I think you're right as far as the warning you gave a little bit, as far as everything's not going to be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we shouldn't hold community as an idol.
Yes.
Like in the sense that, you know, we will experience some pain and some strife, and because we all have a flesh. But the hope is like with those guys who treat you mm-hmm. as a sister in Christ, that bar holds none, there would be a higher standard that we'd be living to. So
yes,
that's
is
great.
The hope. Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, it's wonderful to hear about how God has worked in your life and changed you and made you the person that you are today. And so one thing I wanted to plug real quick, because you just made me think about this.
Mm-hmm.
Campus Fellowship, the churches we're partnered with. We also know students, especially freshmen, first-year students, are somewhat strapped for cash.
Mm.
And so with the fall conference coming up, there is a half-off first-timer discount.
Mm.
So I just wanted to mention that, just in case there's any first-year students who've never been to fall conference, thinking about going, you definitely should, and we're making it half-off. So
that's great.
Yeah, so I thought I'd give that a quick plug. So thank you so much, Anna, for joining us. Listeners, if you found this encouraging, please subscribe, give us a rating on your podcast app, and don't waste your time. Get involved in a campus ministry and especially a campus group today.